He said, yeah, he called this uncle of mine, Buck. He said, you know, Buck, when this widow come out on the porch and pulled her apron off and fixing her hair up, said he just fixing to get off the horse. He said he had one leg halfway off the horse, and said he looked up and saw, and said he just put his leg back over the horse and says, told this fella, says, I thought she won't do. And the first time he married, he was so anxious. They lived in, they built these little tall two-story houses, and they built them straight up. And he gonna steal his wife that night. And he told him, he told her, says, now I'll climb up in that tree, and says, and I go to hitting that tree against the house, you know, as he. So hell, he's a big old stout boy, you know, about 20 years old. And he crawled up that tree, and he caught a hold of that tree up on the top, and he just whooping it so. Why, the old lady heard it, and she, that noise, and she run out to see what it was. And I got this uncle of mine, he just fell out that tree, slid down, and grabbed this girl's mother up, running off down the lane with her. And she's a-kicking and a-hollering. And he said that he discovered he had the wrong one. And said, he said her down and said this, that I thought this not Sue. Her name was Sue. Well, that's actually the fact, truth. And talking about deer here, there was in here by the 40 and 50 in the drove. And my mother used to have pet deer. And her brother, Charles Moore, was out here, 3 miles in the country where I told you that land that his father gave 25 cents an acre and a broadcloth suit of clothes for another 160 acres. Well, Ed put those hound dogs through Delvin, the meanness or whatnot, and run the deer, and this deer run 3 miles out there and run in the house and run up a hall and jumped out and broke his leg. Mama's pet deer. But they wouldn't shoot. My uncle said they never would shoot deer unless get them lined up. See, in those days, they filled their own ammunition. They put powder and bullets in there and packed it in there and put wads in it. And Lord, they had enormous power packed up in there, that like a shell you wouldn't buy. Lord, you could shoot a deer across that street over yonder and shoot a hole through him big as no what. And my daughter wrote an article on a fella that lived out here, and she got state on it. She got county and district on it, and they thought she's going to get the state on it. I took her out there, and this old man lived. His father lived over here in Arkansas, inside, just outside the city, on the Arkansas side. And this boy telling about, this old man telling about him killing a big deer, and he shot him right where the post office is, a big buck. And how far he run and fell in the, about 5 blocks from that, in the house called, place called Judge Esther's home. It wasn't that Judge Esther's home then, it was in the woods. And he said he had to go home and get his father to help load him on a mule. But you know the way they used to load deer like lobster? You'd climb up if there's a lot of slim pine trees and it'd bend one up and down, and tie that deer's hind legs over that limb. Then he'd get the mule or whatever he's riding and ride up and then get the deer across him and cut the rope. Load him on. That's the way they load them by themselves.